The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jackson Dell Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today my guest is Dee Budd, the testing coordinator for the school corporation. This podcast is sponsored exclusively by Civista Bank, with Ripley County offices in Milan, Versailles, and Osgood. From personal to business banking, Civista has been helping generations of families and businesses achieve their financial goals for 138 years. Whether you choose to visit one of their nearby offices or bank on the go with the Civista mobile app, you can be confident they are looking out for you. Follow them on Facebook, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. Member FDIC, that's Civista Bank, focused on you. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for schools around the country. However, this edition of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Jackson Dell Schools. Dee, I'd like to welcome you back to Super Chat.
Thanks, Gary.
I wanted to start out and ask you if you could describe this most recent school year in terms of your initiative, best known as your Celebration of Good Character. What can you report on related to building character activities?
Well, Gary, here at Jackson Elementary, we use a behavior implementation plan. It's called Dojo. So if you're a Jackson Dell person in the elementary, everybody has heard of Dojo. And basically, it helps us to teach good character to kids. You know, it's based on the positive things that kids do. And obviously, kids do things that are negative, too. But it tries to focus more on the positives and how those positive things of good character, you know, can help you be successful. So all year long, you know, we focus on this as our behavior implementation plan. And then there's little celebrations that we do throughout the year. At the end of 9 weeks, we do celebrations, or at the end of a semester. And at the end of the year, we actually celebrated some kids that were more on the kind of the outstanding citizenship behavior wise. We had a really big celebration. We all try to instill upon them that the person that you are and the choices that you make will make the biggest impact on your success. You know, you don't always have to be the highest achiever or the best athlete or the best in clubs and activities, but the person that you are is the most important thing. So that's really the focus of this. So we try to celebrate those kids that make those choices and that show that character throughout the year. So this year, we had a super huge celebration. We walked those kids on two different days because we had a big group of kids. We walked them down to the fairgrounds here in Osgood. And they were surprised with, it's called the First Do Ultimate Firefighter Themed Party. And what that is it's put on by a couple of our parents. Actually, they own this, Jamie and Kyle Nickengard. They have a fire truck that they purchased. And what they did was they hooked the fire truck up. And of course, you know what comes out of a fire truck, right? The water. So we had a big splash, basically a splash park. And then they also have a foam machine that creates a bunch of foam. So the kids had water, foam, music, and lots of fun. And it was a blast to see those students. They had a great time. So that was really fun to watch them do that. All the staff got wet. We got in the suds. I mean, it was a blast. They had a great time. So it was very well worth it. And I think it really celebrated those kids that went that extra step to, you know, make sure they were showing good character.
Yeah, and you can never go wrong with celebrating, presenting, emulating, demonstrating good behavior.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you something else. How did your senior kindergarten walkthrough come off this year?
Oh, my gosh. It was amazing. So in the past, we have always had the seniors come over and walk through in their caps and gowns, and all the kids line the hallways. But this year, we tried something a little different. We had our seniors come over in their cap and gowns, and they stopped at the kindergarten, and they picked up the kindergartners, which were also in cap and gowns, for their graduation that evening. So they walked down the hallways hand in hand with kindergartners, and it was a very precious moment. And I think it's going to be for a great memory, not just for the seniors, but for those kindergartners that will one day walk down across the stage of their own at their own graduation. It was amazing. It was so awesome.
Well, I think it's just like this beautiful combination of beginning and ending. You know, I don't know how else to say it, but I just think it would be heartwarming for the seniors, really, to know that I was there one day.
Yeah. We didn't just do it. We asked the seniors, you know, whether they wanted to do it or not, and they were all for it.
That sounds like just a beautiful idea.
Yeah, I love
that walkthrough. Well, Dee, you have some restructuring of room assignments in progress, and there are a number of things that are kind of interwoven into this, including changing flooring. I think there's a new academic program room. What can you tell me about all these things that are coming together as a whole?
Yeah. So, Gary, you're going to see a lot of activity on campus this summer between both elementary and high school. There's a lot of things going on the outside and on the inside. One of those things that's happening here at the elementary is all of our classrooms are getting new flooring. Well, you know, when you have new flooring, you have to move everything out of the classrooms. So we're kind of using that opportunity to also make some room assignment changes based on some things that we're adding to make it make more sense. You know, make sure the grade levels are in the right locations and the programs are in the right locations. So we're kind of taking advantage of the flooring to move a lot of people around. We're adding a couple of new programs this year. One of them is our intensive academic program. That's new here at Jacksonville, so we're adding that. And then we also have, it's not a new program, but we have our a second Little Eagles preschool. We had such a huge number of kids that we're now adding another preschool room. So because we were adding some rooms, we had to move some things around. So yeah, our buildings, I'm going to be honest with you, it's a mess right now. Or a mess turning into a great thing at the beginning of the new school year. There's going to be a lot of newness to our building. I think the kids are going to come in and they're going to think, wow, we have a new school with all these changes. So lots of things happening, but they're all very positive.
Very cool. I talk to a lot of schools, and whenever flooring changes are being made, I'm always curious as to what type of material they're going from and replacing in the way of new. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Sure. We've had carpet in this building for as long as I can remember. And I've been here for 20 some years. So they're taking out all of the carpet of the classrooms. And they've already, in the last couple of years, replaced the flooring in the hallway. We took out all the floor or all of the carpet in the hallway, and it's all being replaced with it's similar to a linoleum, but it's a lot tougher, and it really looks like a wood floor type of a thing. It's kind of a rustic kind of a look. So all of the classrooms will get all of that. So there'll be no carpet in the classrooms, which it's going to be huge for, you know, a lot of reasons. You know, carpet can keep all the dirts and the dusts and things in. So it's just going to feel very fresh and clean. So I'm really excited about it.
Obviously, teachers know that this is taking place over the summer. You're prepping for this. But what kind of excitement levels are you receiving from teachers?
So, you know, it's funny you ask that because, of course, like I said, we're also moving a bunch of classrooms. So while there is a lot of excitement, there's also a little bit of anxiety. You know, some teachers have been here for a very long time, and there's a lot of stuff to move. So we've had a lot of moving going on. But for the most part, I can honestly say they are excited about new and about change that's going to create kind of a newness in the building. There's a little bit of excitement going on. And I know at the beginning of the year, when everyone comes back in and sees all of this new stuff, you know, the newness of the building, I think they're really going to be excited.
Change can be good. And I do understand that, you know, if I were a teacher in a particular space, a particular room for a number of years, you kind of get accustomed to packing and unpacking your things in a particular way, and you know where you want them to be just prior to opening a new school year. And yeah, I mean, it can be a little stressful, but I think if everybody just embraces the overall nature of the change, it's a very positive thing.
They really have embraced it. You know, they could have been very bitter with having to move, and they're not. This is such a fabulous staff that they're pitching in to help each other, and it's been great. It really has been.
Well, you have a good, solid, cohesive team, and that's what matters, right?
That is exactly true.
So, Dee, an informative chat today. This has been wonderful. It's always good practice, I think, to keep our Jacksonville listeners up to date. I appreciate you sharing this information today. And, hey, I just want to take a moment and wish the entire Jacksonville family an enjoyable, relaxing, and safe summer break. And let's all just return refreshed and renewed and ready to go. And I want to thank you for joining me today here on Super Chat.
Thanks, Gary. It's been great. And you know what? We're looking forward to a good summer, but we're also anxious to get back in the meat of it at the beginning of the year.
Listeners, this program is a good one to share with your school-connected friends. Please copy and post the link for this show on your favorite social media platforms. We thank our sponsor, Civista Bank, for supporting this monthly program. You can follow Civista on social media, and I suggest that you check out their mobile banking app, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. And the very next time you are in your local Civista branch location, let them know just how much you appreciate their support of Super Chat for Jacksonville Schools. If you come up with a comment or a specific question for us right here in Studio Number 7, share it with us, email us, shout@theflypod.com. So for Jacksonville Community Schools and the Flypod Media Network, I have been your host, Gary Puckett. And our monthly program comes to you year-round on your portable media device or computer. Thank you for joining us today here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jacksonville Community Schools.